Patient name, Patricia Bader, F as in Frank, A-D-E-R. The patient is a 76-year-old divorced Caucasian female who was previously treated by Dr. Shelley Epstein of this practice. I'm assuming care for this patient in Dr. Epstein's absence. The patient has a long history of bipolar illness. She currently has been living with her daughter in an apartment at the daughter's house. She has physical disabilities related to severe pain in her knees. She has an aide 5 hours a day, 6 days a week. Her daughter does her nighttime medication for her. The patient was released from physical rehab in early April because she had a colonoscopy and needed a second colonoscopy. They wanted her to be in rehab to have the PrEP. The patient currently has E. coli resistant urinary tract infections. She was recently discharged from Stony Brook University Hospital after being given IV antibiotics. She has had UTIs since December. The patient is currently on Austedo 21 milligrams POBID for tardive dyskinesia. She's on lithium carbonate 150 milligrams POTID, Klonopin 0.5 milligrams POBID, Depakote 750 milligrams in the morning and 1,000 milligrams at night, melatonin 10 milligrams at HS, propranolol 10 milligrams POTID for a central tremor, Lasix 20 milligrams POQD for hypertension, Synthroid 50 micrograms POQD for hypothyroidism, Mibitreq, Mybetriq, 50 milligrams POQD for overactive bladder, Omeprazole 40 milligrams POQD for GERD, Simvastatin 20 milligrams POQD for hypercholesterolemia, and KCL ER supplements 10 MEQs POQD. The patient reports being quote unquote a little sad. She stated a friend from childhood passed away recently in hospice. She stated that she hasn't been able to sleep well with her UTIs, having frequency of urine. Even though she is incontinent, she feels uncomfortable. She wears a diaper every day. Her appetite is adequate. Her energy level is low, secondary to having an infection. She denies depressed mood, even though she feels sad due to grief. She said that she has become depressed in the past when people have died. She became manic after her brother died. She became severely depressed after her husband divorced her, and she had one suicide attempt after that. In her manic episodes, she buys jewelry, makeup, clothes, skincare off QVC or HSN. She has been in over $150,000 in debt. One time she bought a car using the home equity line of credit. After that episode, her husband divorced her. The patient also has post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of a work injury to her cervical spine. She doesn't have nightmares or flashbacks anymore, but gets very frightened when she thinks about it. She used to work for children with developmental disabilities and was in a senior management position. She went on workman's compensation in 1994 due to the injury. She describes having a significant amount of anxiety, for which the Klonopin is helpful. She tends to make stuttering noises when she is anxious, according to her daughter. Medical history, the patient's primary care physician is Dr. Maria Riaz, R-A-I-A-Z. The patient has an allergy to penicillin and Augmentin, whereby she develops hives. The patient has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism, acid reflux, and an overactive bladder. She has antibiotic-resistant UTIs. The patient had a bladder sling placed in 2006. She had a cholecystectomy. She had an appendectomy. She also had a right oophorectomy in the late 1980s. She currently denies any physical complaints other than the urinary tract symptoms. Past psychiatric history includes a number of psychiatric hospitalizations. The suicide attempt was aforementioned. It was during her divorce. She overdosed on wine, Norco, and Ambien. She was treated in the emergency room. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2005 and at that time was placed on disability. She had her first panic attacks in the 1990s following the workman's comp injury. She denies any drug or alcohol abuse. She did have a period of time of drinking excessively in college. No nicotine use. Family history. The patient feels that her sister may have bipolar disorder because she also engages in extensive shopping. Her brother tends to hoard books. Her niece has a history of substance abuse and was treated with methadone. Patient denies any history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. Social, the patient was born in New Jersey and moved to Illinois. She lived in Connecticut for a time after her divorce and took care of her elderly mother. After her mother died, the sister sold the house and the patient moved back to Long Island, where she lives now with her daughter. Diagnosis, unspecified bipolar and related disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Recommendation, continue current medication regimen as she is stable.